something. You are now a new mom or dad. You're walking with your 5-year-old daughter along a beautiful sunny day like today. She is telling you how excited she is about school, and she has even decided her outfit for her first day of school. As she is talking, you hear a roaring sound coming from the distance. All goes black. The next thing you know, you are on the floor, in pain, bleeding, and altered. You look over and see a pile of broken concrete. No sign of your daughter anywhere. You bravely get yourself up and start grabbing at the rubble, clearing it piece by piece. You now see the small, lifeless arm of your baby girl. You clear the rest of the rubble, and you see your daughter, her childhood snatched away, her hopes and desires destroyed by a moment. This is the life and a fear of a Palestinian parent. We are here today to tell the world that the Palestinians have a voice, that we are the voice of the voiceless. We are here to protest and tell the world that we will not stand for the injustice that the Zionist regime is doing. We will not stand here quiet while the Palestinians do not get water and food and resources. We will not stand here quiet while their basic rights are snatched away. The people of Palestine have had their rights and land snatched away since the creation of Israel. I urge all of you to go and watch the documentary called The Iron Wall and see how the people were threatened with guns and force and literally taken from their homes and moved with all of their homes and lives destroyed without their consent. The Zionist regime claimed that the land was rightfully theirs, what they called their destined land, land that was rightfully given to them by God. I ask you, as a Muslim, a Jew, or a Christian, do you think God would allow innocent killing and starvation of people?
Never.
Do you think he would allow what is going on in Palestine today?
Never.
Over time, the Zionist regime has invaded and established illegal settlements. I want to read a few quotes to enlighten you on the real intention of these Zionists. Keep in mind that they do not want to share. They want ethnic cleansing and a purely Jewish state. Quote, as controlled panic spread through all air quarters, the Israelis brought up jeeps with loudspeakers, which broadcast reported horror sounds. These included shrieks, wails, and anguished moans of Arab women, the wail of sirens and clang of firearm bells, interrupted by a sepulchral voice calling out in Arabic, save your souls, all ye faithful. The Jews are using poison gas and atomic weapons. Run for your lives in the name of Allah. This was stated by Leo Heman, Israeli Army Reserve officer who fought in 1948. Another quote. We declare openly that the Arabs have no right to settle on even 1 centimeter of Israel. Force is all they do or ever will understand. We shall use the ultimate force until the Palestinians come calling to us on all fours. End quote. Said by Raphael Eaton, Chief of Staff of the Israeli Defense Forces, and this was quoted in the New York Times. An example of racism amongst Zionists. A quote. It is unacceptable that nations made up of people who have only just come down from trees should take themselves for world leaders. How can such primitive beings have an option of their own? End quote. This was stated by Yitzhak Shamir in reference to the black African nations who voted in support of the 1975 UN resolution which denounced Zionism as a form of racism.
Down with racism!
Down with racism!
My brothers and sisters of humanity, Zionists are not looking for peace or for allowing Palestinians to live fairly and in peace. They are there to get rid of all of them. They are accomplishing this by violence and by not allowing proper resources to reach the people. Who gave them the right to put a blockade and not allow basic necessities to reach the people? Water and food is scarce. Poverty is everywhere. They prevent aid ships to come with resources for the people of Gaza by using the excuse that it is threatening. There could be weapons and terrorists on board. Use common sense. This is false. We have eyewitnesses and videos showing us that these flotilla ships are there to provide aid. Not only do these Zionist regimes use violence on the people of Palestine, but they use violence against the aid flotillas. And yes, the Western media reported how this made Israel look bad, but the U.S. needs to condemn what is happening in Palestine. They need to condemn the action of Israel instead of giving $7 million a day.
Shame.
Money which is used by Israel to kill innocent civilians and to pay construction companies that are breaking down and raiding homes of the Palestinian people only to build lavish settlements for their own people. The U.S. was founded on the principle of democracy. Now we are asking for freedom and democracy for the people of Palestine. Watch the documentaries, do research yourself, see the vast difference in a Jewish settlement in Gaza versus a Palestinian neighborhood. The videos and images will not be deceiving. Just look at the discrepancies. Ask yourself, how is it okay that women who are pregnant are not allowed to reach the hospital? denied passage. Ask yourself, why are there checkpoints in someone's own country? Why are the people imprisoned in their own country? We all talk about the Berlin Wall and how great it was when it was destroyed. We all talk about South African apartheid and how great it was when that ended. Well, why is it that we fail to see history repeating itself? Why is it that we fail to see the Berlin Wall of Palestine or the Zionist apartheid of today? We go about our daily lives worried about our problems, but we should ask ourselves, how can I be silent when oppression is occurring? How can I be silent when my brother or sister of humanity are having their lives snatched away from them? Boycott products that are going to Israel. Isn't it worth giving up a Starbucks drink so that even a penny of your money is not going towards the injustice in Palestine? Imagine if it was your family, your friends. Put yourself in their shoes. Wouldn't you want someone standing up, screaming about the wrong that is happening, doing everything they can to fix it, to bring down the oppressors? Let's stand together and get the word out. And God willing, the day is near when Tunisia will be free, Egypt will be free, Libya will be free, Yemen will be free, Afghanistan will be free, Iraq will be free, Bahrain will be free, and Palestine will be free.
Long live Palestine!
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 MashaAllah.
Okay, I want to thank everybody.